Proclamation number 0958 of 11th of June, 1939. Light State. Creation Work. Creation. God's creation is infinite, and it testifies to His omnipotence, His wisdom and His will to love. The closer the being is to the eternal deity, the more audibly the Creator's greatness and majesty is expressed to its senses. But to be united with God in the state of maturity as a being of light means at the same time the comprehension of all miracles of creation. It means an uninterrupted experiencing and enlivening of the whole of creation, and thus the most blissful state of being, completely acting in the same will of the Supreme Being of God and partaking of all delights of eternity. This state is incomprehensible for the human being on earth, and again it is of utmost importance to strive for this state, because the earthly time was granted to the eternal being as a trial period, so that it can put itself into a state of maturity and be spared an incredible struggle in the beyond. For once it has attained realization in the beyond, its only aim is to reach. However, in earthly life its full will is enough to reach it, which requires extreme struggle in the beyond. The being's state of light is the fulfillment of all longing, it is the epitome of all love. God's work of creation is sublime and based on His greater than great love. And it would be called presumptuous to want to deny a creator of all this. However, the Creator can only be recognized by the human being if he is imagined in all sublimity, for a being which is imaginable to the human being and easy to comprehend would truly be even less conceivable as Creator of the entire universe. He who lets such come into being by virtue of his omnipotence, wisdom and love, as long as he is not in the state of light, must remain inconceivable to the human being and above everything, and can therefore only be spiritually grasped and acknowledged in blind faith. Yet the credibility is visibly proven to the human being through miracles of creation of the most diverse kind, and it is far greater folly to reject a creator of eternity than to blindly acknowledge him when the human being looks with open eyes and heart at everything that lifts around him and constantly informs him of God's love, omnipotence and wisdom. Amen.